To Manus Island now, where refugees and asylum seekers claim they are trapped inside their new accommodation at East Lorengut Transit Centre. Refugees say local landowners have been blocking the gates to the accommodation since early this week in a protest over a contract dispute. The men inside the Australian-built transit centre claim they are now running out of food. Human rights lawyer Greg Barnes is representing the asylum seekers in a legal action against the PNG government and has been speaking with some of the men overnight. Greg Barnes, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish.
You've been in contact with refugees inside the East Lorengau Transit Centre overnight. Well, exactly what are they telling you?
Well, I've been in contact with one of my colleagues who has been in contact with them yesterday and late last night. Look, the description you gave of it is accurate. That is that effectively the over 600 men who are in the centre are trapped. The tension with the local community is now getting to breaking point, there is a great shortage of food. There are serious problems with water supply and sanitation and also with medical care, all of which have been documented in a fact sheet that the UNHCR put out yesterday.
Can we just be a little bit more specific about what we mean by trapped, though? I mean, I recognise that the language is pretty sensitive in situations like this and no doubt will be contested by various parties in relation to this broader issue. What are we talking about in terms of trapped?
Well, the difficulty is this, that we've had, and the UNHCR says it in its report, serious issues around the peaceful coexistence between refugees, asylum seekers and the community, which need to be addressed, they say, as a matter of urgency. And this is because there is a great deal of hostility in the local community. One, about the centres themselves and a lack of job opportunities for locals in the centres, and two, in relation to the physical safety of men. There have been assaults. A couple of weekends ago, there was a number of incidents. And so when I say trapped, what I mean is that people, firstly with the blockade, it is very difficult to get out of the centre and come back to the centre. But secondly, a number of those feel very threatened if they do go into Lorengau, because of what has happened to their colleagues and friends who've gone into Lorengau. So they're not trapped as in the sense that they're locked in a jail, but psychologically and indeed physically, there are risks for those, and serious risks for those who want to leave the centre.
The Australian government has always maintained, obviously, that the men's safety will be guaranteed at the new centre. This blockade, for want of a better phrase, started earlier this week. The refugees now claim they're running out of food. How and where are food supplies supposed to come from, and exactly what's preventing it from getting in?
Well, what's preventing it is the blockade. In relation to physical security, the UNHCR says in its report, which, Hamish, was put out on the 15th of December and printed yesterday, physical safety is a serious concern. There have been three separate incidents on the weekend of the 9th and 10th of December. There were incidents on the 17th of November and the 7th of December. So the Australian government claimed that physical safety is a priority, is undermined by what the UNHCR says, but also undermined by the reports from the men themselves who've been talking to my colleagues. In relation to the issue of the blockade, the problem is food getting in and out of the place is difficult. Secondly, I should say there are serious issues around the water supply, but boiled water is being used. There has been untreated water being used. So there are issues around fixing that water supply, which can't be addressed while this blockade continues.
What does the blockade look like? I know information is very difficult to get from Manus. I know that, you know, getting television pictures even out of there is extremely complicated. What are we talking about when we say blockade?
Well, we're talking about a blockade in the sense that roads and access to the centres are physically being blocked by the locals. In the same way that we used to see in Australia at work sites with union workers blocking access to factories. It's really no more complicated than that. The difficulty is, of course, then that the longer this goes, the more difficult it is. They're already extremely difficult conditions with overcrowding, lack of medical services, water problems, as I've mentioned. So the longer this goes, the more likely it is you do get some form of breaking point, which we hope doesn't happen, but it is heading in that direction.
The Australian government maintains that this is an issue for the PNG authorities. Has there been a response from the local authorities so far to this particular situation?
Not that I'm aware of, but the Australian government has an MOU with Papua New Guinea. Secondly, as the UNHCR says, there is an Australian company, which is in fact a company called JDA Workman, I think, which is in fact building on the site. And let's remember, it's only a few weeks ago that Peter Dutton was issuing, in his department, issuing photos of these new facilities, proudly claiming that they were a vast improvement on the existing Manus Centre. So, you know, people should be under no illusion, Australia still has a role in relation to this particular centre.
I'm reading that local landowners around East Loringau are upset at the way the contracts have been handed out relating to the centres there. How much of an impact is that having on the broader situation?
Well, look, I think it adds to it. I mean the issue is that you have overcrowding, you have water problems, sanitation problems, lack of proper medical treatment, in particular the cessation of trauma counselling, and you have a marked inequality between the standard of living at part of the refugee transit centre as opposed to the other part. And so if you add all these factors, along with the fact that there is resentment towards these men in Loringau, you have a very tense situation. Mm.
I take your point about the Australian government still having some responsibility here, but obviously the PNG government does have some responsibility, and as you're saying, there doesn't appear to be any response so far. What steps should they be taking?
Excuse me, Hamish. The steps they should be taking, really, to get these men off Manus. That's the only solution. My colleagues are about to launch a second damages claim. It's important for people to remember that, of course, the PNG Supreme Court in April of last year said that the detention of these men was unlawful. Last Friday, it cleared the way for the assessment of damages, and it's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars that the Australian government will end up paying under the MOU. There's now going to be likely to be a second action, and one of the orders that's going to be sought will be that these men are given travel documents and the capacity to leave PNG for a safe third country, because that is the only solution. This is not going to be resolved by simply having this centre here in the long term.
We're hearing that more than 200 of the refugees being held on Manus and Nauru are expected to depart for the United States within weeks, more to follow, we're promised. How many do you think will be left?
Look, if that's right, you would, most of these men, I think it's around 616 men who are there. And if that's right, then you will clear quite a number of them. There are some who want to go to New Zealand. We notice the Australian government has refused to take up New Zealand's offer. But the problem is none of this is going to happen in the short term. I mean, these processes, particularly the US process, have taken some months. Okay. And so you are going to be left with a number of people in a very vulnerable situation.
Greg Barnes, we'll have to leave it there. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Hamish.
Greg Barnes from the Australian Lawyers Alliance.